With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Food for Kids is a Merrill-based program through St. Stephen's UCC Church that serves seven schools in the city. They're facing a big funding shortfall. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to people involved in the program about their upcoming fundraiser.
Food insecurity is a big problem in the Northwoods. St. Stephen's UCC Church in Merrill started a program called Food for Kids that currently services 218 children across seven area schools, with more families joining each week. They're hosting a fundraiser banquet on November 2nd in Merrill to help raise money for the program. During the winter months when heating bills increase, the program tends to see a rise in families struggling to pay for food. They also saw more families struggling after COVID relief funds dried up. Tara Holdridge, administrative director at St. Stephen's UCC Church, says that every dollar donated goes directly to food for the children. Volunteers pack bags with 14 different items, including servings of breakfast and microwavable lunches, to help carry kids through the weekend.
I also hear, obviously it's anonymous, so I don't hear names or anything like that, but from the school social workers about how much this program is helpful to children who do go home to those struggling households. And the fact that we are able to provide them with weekend meals brings them back in on Monday ready to learn versus hungry and anxious.
They're at a $13,000 budget deficit for the year right now, which is why their Love Your Neighbor banquet is so important. Last year's banquet raised $10,000, approximately 2 months' worth of food. Holdridge says programs like theirs don't solve the true problem behind why these children are experiencing food insecurity in the first place, but it is a big help. She thinks if more communities implemented a program like theirs, they would see children benefiting and being more productive with food in their bellies. A few years ago, they were struggling with finding volunteers and funding, but the community really stepped up in the last 2 years to help support their work. That said, funding continues to be their biggest struggle, so they really hope the community shows up for their upcoming banquet. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed in Merrill.
You can find a link to buy tickets for the banquet at WXPR.org. Just look for this story. A Lincoln County man is facing several charges, including attempted murder, after police say he cut a man with a knife. Around 8 Sunday morning, the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says it responded to a call from a woman about a situation with her boyfriend, Bradley LaBarge. While a deputy was en route, a second call came in from a different man at the same location, saying LaBarge had pulled a knife out and cut him. When he arrived, the deputy found a man with a significant cut to his neck. He was taken to Merrill Aspirus Hospital, where he was treated and later released. LaBarge was arrested and booked into the Lincoln County Jail. On Monday, LaBarge had an initial appearance in Lincoln County Court. He was charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide, substantial battery, resisting or obstructing an officer, and disorderly conduct. LaBarge received a $200,000 cash bond, and a future court date was set for November 7th. The investigation is ongoing. The Wisconsin State Patrol released the names of those involved in a deadly crash in Price County over the weekend. Just before 6 a.m. Sunday, police responded to a two-car crash on Highway 13 at Lakeshore Drive near Park Falls. The State Patrol says it appears a pickup truck was headed south on Highway 13 when a car crossed the center line and hit the pickup head-on. 56-year-old Gordon Brunette of Rice Lake was in the car. He died in the crash. 71-year-old Gerald Yunk of Butternut was driving the pickup. He was extricated from the pickup and was taken to Marshfield Medical Center, Park Falls, with life-threatening injuries. The crash is under investigation. Problems with joints can often be tied to the impacts of excess weight. Aspirus orthopedic surgeon Cynthia Rubert says excess weight increases stress on the joints.
The cartilage on your joint is your smooth joint surface. That also acts as sort of a shock absorber and also hopefully provides you with a smooth gliding joint. When you have increased pressure on those surfaces, it can start to wear those surfaces down, just like the tire on a truck or a car.
Excess weight can also change how you walk or stand, adding to problems. Dr. Rubert also says those with joint issues need to find a way to keep moving.
Keep moving. If it, you know, obviously it's going to hurt to run, then try and walk. If you can't walk, then try and just swim or do water aerobics or something to keep your joints moving, to maintain that muscle strength, to try and maintain some of that bone density and prevent further stiffness and subsequent loss of function.
She says a balanced diet is also critical for joint health, as many people with obesity are also malnourished. Medicare open enrollment is underway. It's also the time of year when other public health coverage programs and employer-sponsored plans carry out their sign-ups. Wisconsinites are being encouraged to weigh their options, as Mike Moen reports.
Advisors say reducing health care costs involves more than focusing on monthly premiums. You should also compare a plan's copays and deductibles. Adam Van Spankeren leads the team of navigators at Covering Wisconsin, which helps people understand and sign up for publicly available health insurance and similar programs. He says reading notifications this time of year is vital because a small, subtle difference could end up being a big shocker.
So you might be used to going to your doctor year after year and then find out that they're actually not covered by your plan anymore. And that's got to be the most kind of disheartening and surprising thing. And people often discover that when they go to get care.
As for Medicare, original plans don't cover prescription drugs, so what's known as a Part D plan is needed for medications. Starting in 2025, these will include a $2,000 cap on what you pay out of pocket for prescription drugs covered by your plan. Health policy analysts say there can be trade-offs when deciding between a traditional Medicare coverage option and a Medicare Advantage plan. Advantage plans tend to cost more, but Dr. Rhonda Randall with United Healthcare says they're worth considering.
Things like dental, vision, and hearing. Many Medicare beneficiaries might be surprised to know that original Medicare doesn't cover most of those things, but many Medicare Advantage plans do. I also recommend people to check for mental health coverage.
About 56% of Wisconsinites signed up for Medicare have Advantage plans. Program enrollment runs through December 7th. United Healthcare offers an online guide for navigating Medicare. Meanwhile, people with employer-sponsored health plans are also entering their enrollment season, and sign up through the Health Insurance Exchange under the Affordable Care Act begins November 1st. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.